It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. On the show today, Resolved. We are rethinking New Year's resolutions. What works, what doesn't, and what just makes things worse, like dieting.
So the reason that dieting is so hard is that the brain reacts exactly the same way to someone who deliberately loses weight as it does to someone who is starving.
This is Sandra Ammett. She's a neuroscientist who's written a lot about why dieting tends to fail. Basically, our brains, they prefer to keep us alive.
Yeah, your brain literally thinks you are experiencing a famine and responds accordingly, so that you are actually going to burn fewer calories as you move around because your brain is trying to keep you from starving to death. I got interested in this topic in the first place because of my own history. I started dieting when I was 13 and of normal weight, which happens to a lot of girls especially. My mom said something about how I was eating like a fat person, and it freaked me out. So I went on my first diet, then gained the weight back, as almost everyone does. And I lost and gained the same 15 pounds about twice a year, every year from then until I was 40.
And what happened when you turned 40?
So I found out about some of the scientific research that indicated that my brain was actually doing what it was supposed to do in causing me to gain that weight back. And so in 2010, as my New Year's resolution, I decided to quit dieting, stop weighing myself, and I was going to do my absolute best to stay weight neutral, to let my body settle at the weight it wanted to be.
Was that scary to make that New Year's resolution for you?
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going to happen. And, you know, like anybody who's put that much energy into trying to control their weight, I had this fantasy nightmare that I was going to end up weighing 300 pounds and eating nothing but cookies for the rest of my life.
So what did happen during that year?
So in terms of my weight, it was shockingly uneventful. I basically stayed where I was. And in terms of my mental health, it was revelatory. I mean, partly I was mad, right? Because I had wasted an untold amount of willpower over the course of the previous 30-something years trying to control something that turned out I was better off not trying to control. But also the amount of space that that freed up, the amount of attention that I had for things that were more important to me than what I looked like, it was just amazing.
So we shouldn't give people the impression that after you stop dieting, you just stop thinking about your body or about your health. Part of your investigation into what could work led you to start researching something called mindful eating. What is mindful eating, basically?
So the purpose of mindful eating, from my perspective, is to put your body's weight regulation system back in control of your eating, which is to say to eat when you're hungry and stop eating when you're full. And that is the way people were eating for hundreds of thousands of years before anybody invented diet apps and calorie counting. But a lot of us have lost track of how to do that. So we have to deliberately pay attention to our body's signals in order to move back in that direction. And that's basically what mindful eating means, is to pay attention to how your body is feeling without judging it.
No judgment.
Yeah. So as soon as you start thinking, oh, I shouldn't be hungry. Oh, I'm such a pig. Look what I ate. Any of that kind of stuff, you are no longer practicing mindfulness. To be mindful, you have to be aware of what's going on, both physically and emotionally with yourself, but not immediately jump to close off your curiosity about that with judgment.
Sandra says there are three steps to approaching a meal mindfully. The first, mini meditations.
Where you just stop what you're doing, take a deep breath, focus on your body, and think through, what am I feeling and what do I want right now? Am I hungry? Am I not hungry? Do I feel like something sweet, something crunchy, something salty? It's very quick. You can do it in the buffet line.
Why am I reaching for another helping of lasagna? Am I actually really hungry? Or am I bored, stressed? That's when you can take it further with a body scan.
Which is a longer practice where you sit there and go through your body piece by piece and say, okay, what is my right big toe feeling right on through to the tip of your head? And as people get better at that, they tend also to get better at knowing when they're hungry and when they're full.
Now, Sandra says learning to listen to your body, it takes practice.
One of the things that dieting does to us is it deliberately causes us to stop listening to hunger signals, right? If you're dieting, the whole point is that you eat when the diet says you eat, not when you're hungry. And a lot of us cope with that by trying to just forget that we're hungry. And so it does frequently take 6 months to a year after you start seriously concentrating on it to get back in touch and figure out what your body is trying to tell you.
The third step, she says, is movement.
Some kind of movement that you enjoy, that you want in your life, not because it's good for you, but because you really love it. That it helps to reorient your idea of yourself from, I am a person who looks like this, to, I am a person who is strong, I am a person who is skilled, I am a person who can do these things with my body, which turns out to be a much better way in terms of mental health to think about your body than thinking about it in terms of the way it looks.
Okay, so let's say someone has decided they are going to eat more healthfully this year. You would say the thing that's going to keep you sticking to it is eating more mindfully. Would you agree? Is that right?
Yeah, I would not choose a weight goal. And the nice thing about mindfulness is that you can't change something until you can see it. And a lot of our less desirable habits are also our most unconscious habits, where you don't even notice you're doing the thing until it's done. And that's another place that mindfulness can help, just by giving you that pause to say, okay, what are we doing here, before your habits have completely run away with you.
That's Sandra Ammett. She's a neuroscientist. Her book is called Why Diets Make Us Fat, and you can see her talk at TED.com.